here we go with episode 371 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is going on? I got another episode for you. If you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. My name's Alex Pardo, and this is crazy to me that we are episode 371. More people keep subscribing and downloading, and I'm just forever grateful for that. So thank you for tuning in. My friends, one of the things that I have been asked lately, because I have put out on social media and I have shared with people in my circle that Profit First has really been a game changer. Not just for the business second half of 2019, but for personal finances as well. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, highly recommend you guys go to Amazon. I'll have a link in the show notes if you guys want to click on that and just pick up the book. It's called Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. Transform your business from a cash-eating monster to a money-making machine. Book has been around for a bit. He's also the author of The Pumpkin Plan, another one of my favorite books, and The Toilet Paper Entrepreneur. That one I haven't read, but I'm a big fan of Mike Michalowicz. And Profit First has, like I said, it has... I don't want this to sound like hyperbole, but it's kind of been revolutionary for how we just, not so much how we operate as a business, but making sure that we take profit first. You know, most, if you look at GAAP, you know, generally accepted accounting principles, GAAP, it's sales minus expenses equal profits. That's how probably 95, 98% of businesses, especially small businesses, operate. Profit First flips that equation and that formula on its head. It's sales minus profit equals expenses. You see, what a lot of entrepreneurs and mom and pop business owners and small businesses, even big businesses, oftentimes they do what Mike refers to in the book as bank balance accounting. And I've been there before. If you're listening to this, chances are you've been there as well, where you know you log into your business account, you see how much money you have, and you make decisions based off of that. Oh, I can afford it. Oh, I can't afford it right now. You know, and what's even worse is that some people, even when they can't afford it, they just go into debt for it, right? That's bank balance accounting. I've talked to so many people that are not even, you know, they don't have financials, or they don't have accurate financials, right? They're not operating on QuickBooks or software like that where, you know, I say, hey, you know, show me your P&L for the last 3 months, last 6 months, last year, you know, your balance sheet. And a lot of investors that I've spoken to don't even have that. So what I want to do is, obviously, in a relatively short podcast episode, there's no way I can cover the details of Profit First. Highly, highly recommend you not only read it, but implement it. This is a book I've had for a while. I read it the first time, but I didn't really implement anything. I read it for the knowledge, but that really didn't do me any good. And so I kept hearing about it. And I said, I got to go back, read this book, and then just apply, just implement. And I've done that, you know. I've set up the five accounts, right? So you have an income account that essentially acts as a serving platter, so that all your deposits, all your wires, any money you get, you generate from the business, any revenue, gets deposited into that income account. And then from that income account, you do disbursements based on what is called TAP, you know, your target allocated percentages. And then, you know, so a certain percentage goes into your operating expense account. A certain percentage goes into your, you know, you have your profit account, you have your tax account. And so I'm missing a particular account. Why am I drawing a blank on this? But you set up your five accounts, right? You got income, OPEX, profit, tax, and it'll come to me. There's one. I actually have the book here because there's a couple of excerpts I want to read to you from the book. But really, the purpose of this podcast episode is there was one particular exercise that I went to. By the way, owner's comp. Owner's compensation is the last account that I was drawing a blank on. So you have your income account, your operating expenses account, owner's comp account, which is essentially what you pay yourself, your profit account, and your tax account. So there was one particular exercise that was super, super impactful for me. And essentially, I'm going to do my best to summarize it here. You go through an exercise where you print out your profit and loss statement, you know, for the year-to-date profit and loss. And so, you know, if you're listening to this and you don't have a P&L, you don't operate on QuickBooks or one of those softwares, just print out your bank statements. You know, you want to essentially account for every single line item, every single dollar that has left your business bank account. And you go through an exercise where you take out a pen. And for me, I took out a red pen. I took out a green pen, and I used a green pen. And you don't have to use those colors, but just, you know, for simplicity's sake and just to be able to visualize it, I printed out my P&L from January 1st, 2019 through the date that I was doing the exercise. And I had to go through each line item, each expense, and write a P for profit if the expense essentially was directly or indirectly tied to profit. An R if it can be replaced with a cheaper alternative, or a U if it was unnecessary. And I'm not going to lie, it wasn't exactly a fun exercise. It took a while. And when I went through it, it was crazy to me how many red U's I had for unnecessary, or how many red R's I had for, hey, this can probably be replaced with a cheaper alternative. I can tell you that after I went through that exercise, and it's been several months now that I've done that, I have shaven, is that a word, shaven? Yeah, I've shaven around $4,700 in monthly recurring expenses. $4,700 in monthly recurring expenses. That's almost as good as putting 60 grand in my pocket or $5,000 in my pocket every single month. And yet so many of us were so focused on revenue, right? Gross revenue, and gross revenue is gross, you know, profit is sanity, right? We're focused on the wrong thing. So many of us are focused on the top line and not the bottom line, but then take it a step further. And I was this person, you know, or we're always so focused on just making more, generating more, that we're not paying attention to our expenses. And that's just as good as putting money in your pocket and growing your bottom line. You know, you can make more money, grow revenue, grow profits. And one of the ways you can also do that is by just shaving, eliminating what's not necessary, right? So what are the 20% of your expenses that produce 80% of your results? And I was able to shave about $4,700 in monthly expenses. About half of that was recurring. The other half of it was just, you know, labor and staff that just wasn't necessary. And I've really, over the course of the last 6 months, we've become more profitable. We've become more streamlined, and we've accomplished more with less, which is really should be your goal. I've said this before, bigger isn't always better. Better is better. You know, my good friend, Christina Krause, kind of got famous for saying, you know, scale to be better before you scale to be bigger. You know, so anyways, I went through this exercise, and I want to share this with you because I want to challenge you to go through the same exercise. If you don't have a profit and loss statement, just print out your bank statements and go through each line item. Ask yourself, does this expense lead to profit? If so, write a P next to it. Can it be replaced? Ask yourself, secondly, can it be replaced with a cheaper alternative? If so, put an R next to it. Or is it just unnecessary? There was expenses, there was recurring bills that I kind of feel stupid to even like just have allowed this, but there were things that I didn't even realize I was paying for that I wasn't using it, or B, it wasn't needed. And I was just quickly able to just send an email or make a call and be done with it. And every time I made a call or sent an email, it was like putting money in my pocket. So really ask yourself, how can you accomplish 2 times the results with half the effort? Here's the last part that I want to share with you. And I'm going to read to you about a page here from the book. And I'm going to skip around here because there's a few areas I want to highlight. I'm going to read just straight from the book. And I realize you don't have the context of you know, I'm picking out this particular paragraph in the middle of one of the chapters. And so you don't have some of the context, but just follow me along here. By now you've figured out that focusing solely on top line thinking, i.e. sales, does not lead to profitability. In fact, more sales without efficiency lead to further inefficiency. In other words, more sales make you less profitable. Let me repeat that again. In other words, more sales make you less profitable. It's a vicious cycle. So you may need to slow down and halt your selling while you look for new efficiencies before you can focus on sales. You must first nail efficiency 101. And then he goes on to talk about a toothpaste analogy. You ever notice how when you have a tube of toothpaste, when it's a fresh new tube that you just bought, like at CVS or Walgreens or at the supermarket, whatever, man, you will fill up your entire like toothbrush with toothpaste because you have so much of it, right? You can, oh, no big deal. You just boom, boom. But yet when you get to the end, you find a way to squeeze out every little drop of that toothpaste and you're able to stretch an empty bottle of toothpaste about a week or 2 weeks longer than if you just, you understand what I'm saying? And so he uses that toothpaste analogy. He said, think of this process as like switching your regular size tube of toothpaste for one of those travel size tubes. How are you going to make it last? Remember, Parkinson's law is your ally. A full tube of toothpaste can last 4 weeks, and so can a tube that is nearly empty. It just requires the balance of frugality and innovation to pull off what no one else ever considered before. So the method is simple. Achieve greater efficiency first, then sell more, then improve efficiencies even more, and then sell even more. Over time, speed up the back and forth between efficiency and selling until the two happen simultaneously. So I thought that was really powerful. I highlighted that and I folded the page because I'm sure at some point I'm going to circle back to that. But here's the last part I want to read to you. And this is my challenge to you as I read this. I want you to set a massive goal for yourself. Look at every aspect of your business and determine how to get 2 times the results with half the effort. That's a biggie, so I will say it again. How do you get 2 times the results with half the effort? Effort is financial cost and time cost. And then in parentheses, he has your time, your people's time, your software's time, your machine's time, etc. For example, if you own a snow plowing company and currently plow one parking lot per hour, I would ask you to figure out how to plow two parking lots per hour. In other words, 2 times the results in 30 minutes, which is half the time. So my friends, I want you to ask yourself this. Look at every aspect of your business and determine how can I get 2 times the results with half the effort. And then if you have a team or if you have a team member, however big or small your team is, challenge them and put it out there. Let that be the theme for the rest of the quarter, depending on when you're listening to this. How do we accomplish 2 times the results with half the efforts? Ask yourself that question. Go through this exercise of putting a P, an R, or a U next to every expense you've incurred this year. And I am very, very confident. I don't guarantee anything because I can't guarantee anything, right? But I am very confident that if you do that, this podcast episode alone is going to save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Not only that, ask yourself that question and it could add so much more to your bottom line. All right. So think about it. How can you accomplish 2 times the results and half the effort? Just think about in general, how do I accomplish more with less? Okay. How do I simplify? So that's what I want to leave you with. One last thing here before we hop off. I've gotten such great feedback on episode 370 with Jason Nickel, who is the founder of Lead Sherpa, which is an SMS texting platform. It's a compliant texting platform. We have been using Sherpa for a while. It's been responsible for some pretty big profits for us. A lot of our Ascend members have been using Sherpa and some of them have been crushing it with it. Matter of fact, we even did a private training, on Sherpa within our Ascend Facebook group. And so anyways, we've been getting great results from it. Check it out. Go to flipempire.com/episode370. Or you can just check it out on Apple Podcast. It's the episode I did with Jason Nickel on Sherpa. And that's pretty much it. If you have any interest in checking it out, there's a code you can use on leadsherpa.com. Just put in Flip Empire and you get hooked up. So appreciate you, my friends. Reach out if there's anything I can do for you. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next episode. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. but it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.